Last night we completed the 27th juz, and of course in the 27th juz there are very many beautiful surahs, like Surah Rahman, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, etc. I just want to focus on Surah Al-Hadid. Al-Hadid refers to iron. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدَ فِيهِ بَأْسٌ شَدِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down iron so that we can make things from it, carve things from it, and the majority of strong things are made from iron or steel. So this is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given this strong thing, but He has also enabled us to make things and carve things out from it. So this is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Al-Hadid, there is that verse that Brother Ja'far was referring to last night about those people that spent before the conquest of Mecca and after the conquest of Mecca, and the comparison between the two. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He compares them. Says, لا يستوي منكم من أنفق من قبل الفتح وقاتل أولئك أعظم درجة من الذين أنفقوا من بعد وقاتلوا وكلا وعد الله الحسنى والله بما تعملون خبير. The people that spent before the conquest of Mecca and the people that spent after the conquest of Mecca, they can never be equal. Why? Because the people that spent before the conquest of Mecca, they were spending while there was a lot of difficulty. Everything seemed to be going against them, and it didn't seem that Islam was going to be victorious. In fact, on many occasions, it seems that all of the Muslims would be obliterated and they would all be killed. Like, for example, in the Battle of Ahzab, in the Battle of Khandaq, everybody thought they would be killed. But at that time, many of the Sahaba, they stood firm and they still spent and contributed to the cause of Islam. Obviously, when those people were spending during those difficult situations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciated that more and rewarded those people more because of that conviction, because of that iman, because of the yaqeen and the tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as for the people that spent after the conquest of Mecca, well, now they've seen the victory take place, they've seen the Muslims become victorious, they've seen Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba come back to Mecca and, you know, defeat the mushrikeen. So now it's easy to spend, because they see now that the victory has been proven and Islam has been proven victorious. So take that and compare that to any kind of challenge that you have where you have to spend money. Obviously, whenever people start off any kind of project, it is difficult to envision something. Like, for example, again, we talk about this masjid and how there were like three people that did the first tarawih in one apartment somewhere, and then they had this vision. And obviously those people that had that vision and they went around telling people, it must have been very difficult for them to persuade the people who were there, like three people in the community or five people, however many there were, that we're going to build a huge masjid like this. Okay, so in the initial stages there is always that difficulty, but then once the things are in place, then obviously the money starts coming in and people start spending. But the people who are at the forefront of spending and believe in a cause, and they have that tawakkul, blind tawakkul you can say, blind trust, those people will be the ones who get the most reward. But still, وَقُلْنَا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Any person who spends for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will get al-husna, he will get rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not that it's too late. It's never too late to spend for the cause of Allah. But the people who are at the forefront, they will be rewarded the most. Another ayah that I want to talk about is again towards the end of Surah Al-Hadid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِّن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that any kind of problem that happens to you, any difficulty that comes to you, that has been written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before in the Book of Destiny. And this surah was revealed at a time where Muslims were going through a very hard time and very difficult times. The hypocrites and the kuffar were saying, look at the Muslims. They think that, you know, they're on the right path, but they're being defeated, they're in difficulty, they're starving, they have so many hardships going on. So we must be on the right because everything seems to be going our way and nothing seems to be going their way. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse to console the Muslims that whatever is happening to you, it has been written from before. You don't need to worry. And any khair that happens, any good that happens, that has also been written from before. And take that into account today. You know, take that into our perspective and our understanding of that verse. We can go through so many difficult times, but if we just refer that back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make what is known as tafweel, we leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for me, I am pleased with it. Okay? Of course, that doesn't mean that you stop making efforts. You make all of your efforts and do the best that you can, and if you do not get a result, a good result, a favorable result, then you think that it was written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, many people, for example, they apply for a job. Okay, you do the resume and you do the best in terms of presenting yourself, and then if it's not written for you, it's not written for you, alhamdulillah. This is an example of that. So we try our best, and if it doesn't work out, it was written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when things do not go your way, لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ, so that you do not become upset at what you lost out. You do not become disheartened at what you lost out upon. And this is, again, the subject of a hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ مَا أَصَابَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُخْطِئُكَ وَمَا أَخْطَأَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُصِيبَكَ, that whatever you got, it was never going to pass you by anyway. And whatever you missed out upon, you were never going to get it anyway. This is something that we should always keep in mind. And then at the end of the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, كَلِمَةُ لَوْ تَفْتَحُ أَبْوَابَ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ, the word if, it opens up the doors of shaitan. If I had done this, if I had said this at the interview, if I had put this on my resume, if I had worn this to the interview, then I would have got the job. No, there's no point in saying if at something that has already passed. What has been written for you, that has already been written for you. And وَلَا تَفْرَحُ بِمَا آتَاكُمْ, should never be proud at what you got. Many people, they start making money and they become rich, and they become arrogant, that I am very smart, I have a degree, I have this, I have that, I did this and I made my money, I became rich by my own intelligence. What Qarun used to say, قَالَ إِنَّهُ أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي, it is my knowledge that made me rich. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَفْرَحُ بِمَا آتَاكُمْ, do not become arrogant at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like arrogant people. So this ayah, actually, it maintains a balance of a human being in both situations, in adverse situations and in good situations. The person becomes balanced and he turns everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, in good situations, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written it for me, that is fine, I accept it as something written for me by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And especially in difficult situations, to have something which is tafweed and to turn it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a big relief. It is a big relief. Otherwise, a person, he dwells upon something and he thinks about something and he falls into depression and he has to take medication. The simple thing of turning something back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it is in the hands of Allah and he has written this for me, it is a big relief on us and a huge burden is lifted from our shoulders. So this is a big ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he has given us this verse to ponder over and to think about when we are going through particularly difficult times. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard.